following is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTV. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. Now, health and wellness with Wayne Elliott.
And welcome to Health and Wellness. Wayne has been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, a personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, founder of Strauss Naturals. Wayne has been using those years of experience of natural health remedies to help anyone he can and answer questions and everything else, Wayne, on the program. How you doing, Wayne?
Always well, thanks. How are you, Matt?
Doing all right. I got to say, I got outside a fair bit this week, just like everybody else did. Typical Canadians, we were all trying to get rid of as many layers of clothes as we could.
Beautiful. Yeah, you bet. It's cold out there today.
Yeah, a little chillier.
Yeah, I don't care for it when it gets below freezing and the wind blows. It bothers my ears. And so it's not nice and bright there today. And if you can get out in it, beautiful. But I did enjoy some of that mild weather we had, Matt. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit about your health today on today's program. Up for grabs, we've got a wonderful addition to the giveaway today for us here on the program is the 225-milliliter bottle of Strauss Naturals Kidney and Blood Pressure Drops. Time to refresh your kidney health. All you have to do is text the word WIN to 61010 to get entered into the draw for later on in the program. Wayne, obviously when we're talking kidneys, we're talking health, we're talking getting into spring. I think we're ready to, I think for a lot of people, get back into healthy living.
Well, you bet, Matt. And I was thinking, waiting for the show to start, I was just thinking many things over many years myself. And I thought, you know, I've shared my story of recovery to health as far as my clogged arteries and so forth. Went back in my early 40s when I finally, that lucky day that I found out about Strauss Heart Drops and started them. I've taken them ever since. And as you know, I'll remain forever grateful. It saved my life and changed my life. And it's how I'm privileged to get to do this now and share with other people stories and experiences and some of the many teachings that I received from Jim Strauss over 5 or 6 years. But you know, people, and when it comes to their health, this is what I was thinking about, Matt, beforehand, and thinking about many friends and family and so forth. People should not lose hope either, Matt, with whether it's an overweight problem or a stubborn health problem. In my experience, most often there are things that we can do to help ourselves be much better, be at much more ease, not at dis-ease, and because it weighs on us mentally as well and all that. I know, I've traveled a route myself, and so I thought I would maybe just start at the beginning today, and in the interest of people being able to relate to me and to what I'm saying and what they might be experiencing, and you know, what I did and the different things that happened. I just like to do that. You know, I was thinking about some friends, as I said, and former teammates that, that you know, went the opposite way, frankly, and after abusing themselves the same way I had with diet and bashing yourself around playing games like football and other ways that we abuse ourselves, no less when we're young. You know, I was just thinking that it number one, you can recover from most things, and you don't necessarily have to be younger to recover either. They say that, you know, as we get older, it's tougher to recover. And I can vouch for that with things like broken bones and whatnot. And it does make sense that our healing powers diminish with the rest of our powers. Strength and so forth as we get older, but it isn't too late. I've seen some great things with some very elderly people that you know, had stopped walking because they couldn't keep their breath, and my mother included, in fact, Matt. But my own story, you know, I was a very active kid, very active in many sports, football and baseball, my favorites, and I excelled at them. I always had a tremendous appetite. Teenagers are famous for having big appetites, but I had a very big appetite. I must have had a great metabolism, and the fact that I was so active, because I didn't become overweight. And I mean, I really had a big appetite, Matt, and I've always had, since a child, I've had my share of appetite for sweets and things that turns out are the least good things for us, from ice cream to some of the dairy, most dairy, cookies, baked goods. Loved them my whole life. I still do, and I still do do what I shouldn't do. Christmas time, I ate what, you know, really a ridiculous amount of things that were sweet and chocolatey and so forth. So that's the other message I want to get across today, is that in my experience, my belief, it's more important to do right things, good things for ourselves, than it is to not do things that aren't good for us. In other words, Jim Strauss used to say, Matt, no one's going to eat raw carrot sticks and celery sticks for the rest of their life. No. You know, and he used to say himself, I'm Austrian. I love the bacon and egg and the good pork soup that had fat on top when it was cold, and all those sausages. Well, Jim's arteries, in fact, clogged up before he was 60 years old and was supposed to have bypass surgery. That's how the Strauss heart drops came to be, was for Jim himself. He didn't have the surgery. He had no drugs, and then he worked another 25 years after that in the Strauss family business. But back to my story. Abused myself in ways of dairy products had to lead the list. Drank more milk than anyone I've ever talked to. I had a cousin that was a close second, but really not that close in terms of how much milk I drank. Then the first business I got into, I'd worked there for a couple of years as a kid, and when I was 16, I leased a Dairy Queen. Well, okay. That was probably not the best thing for me, Matt, with my love of milkshakes more than anything in the world. And I drank a ton of them. And, you know, playing sports, you think you get away with it because you're staying okay looking on the outside. You're in shape and all the rest of it. But I didn't know anything about it either, Matt, that I was harming myself with all that sugar and all that milk. But anyway, at a pretty young age, I began to have trouble then in my 30s. I wasn't an athlete anymore. I'd gained weight. I'd gone from in good condition playing weight of 225 pounds to an out of shape 44 waist, I guess at the height 260 pounds, and doing very little physical, eating, smoking, you know, stressing, was in business and whatnot, and I had that attack in my front lawn and age whatever it was, 35 or 6. And I was so lucky to make it with taking nothing, doing nothing about it until I was about 42 when I found the Strauss heart drops. Of course, I was in worse shape by 42 than I started out in at 35 or 6, had all the angina symptoms and whatnot. And, you know, I continued to eat poorly through that stage when I got up to that weight, pretty much as though I was still playing sports. I would eat as much of what I wanted as I wanted, and it obviously wasn't working out. Other friends, former teammates, fellows my age, that did the same thing, they were either less active or had a different metabolism, because a few of them really gained a lot of weight, you know, double my size, a couple of them. That's tough. Now, one of my best buddies and teammates, he came back and was 225 pounds again and worked in our rail yard and had an active life again. But, you know, it's a longer comeback. But the point is, he did, and he got healthy again. Well, when I got to that heavy weight, and then I did discover the Strauss heart drops, I did lose some weight those first couple of years. There's no question about that. I got down to about on the high 230 pounds, Matt, and that was taking the heart drops, taking the liver cleanse. I pretty much worked my way through all the products and through all my systems, and detoxed a lot of weight off, a lot of poison. And I think not only did that save my life in terms of increasing my blood flow and getting rid of all that plaque and getting back to normal in that respect, but in all those other ways that I had not done myself well. I never took a lot of chemical drugs or anything like that, pharmaceuticals or anything, but smoking and just all the bad sugary foods and too much of everything and beef and milk in ridiculous quantities. I think it was a tremendous benefit for me to cleanse my, basically cleanse my body 20 odd years ago after I did with the heart drops. They were so wonderful for me that I did work my way through the products, the kidney, the prostate, the bladder, the second one was the CardioCom for me because I had heart arrhythmia as well. And so I actually took that shortly after I started the Strauss heart drops. And, you know, they both worked so well for me. And my experience have worked so well for many. But and I did lose weight just on the heart drops because, I mean, that plaque and other things that end up cleaning out of you, it's a good blood cleanser. I did lose weight taking the heart drops. But what's interesting is I lost more weight taking the other formulas. And as I say, got down into the high 230s. Well, I didn't do anything any more active. I was pretty active, but I wasn't doing regular exercise or going to a gym or anything like that. And what's interesting is now a couple of years ago, 2.5, I started 3 times a week. I have my own workout equipment. I have my own gym. I just didn't use it for 30 years. So anyway, I started with a dear friend, an old teammate, 3 times a week. And we do some cardio, a walk or a bicycle, and then the weights for 3/4 of an hour to an hour, the weight machines, not old Nautilus machines they are. And I've come down to a weight now, Matt, of I go between 203 and 205 pounds. And it was just, you know, I do take a lot of cleansing formulas, as you know. I take the Strauss formulas. I take all the supplements that I believe in, too. I'm taking full-spectrum minerals. I'm taking vitamin D3. I'm taking vitamin B compound. I'm taking vitamin C. I do take CBD oil, just the straight hemp oil, no THC. I found it wonderful for my hands, broken bones and so forth that caused. I used to crack my knuckles all the time for relief, and I hardly ever do now. That's been a pleasure to get hands that seem like new again. So I take my share of supplements, indeed, and it does help you, of course, stay cleansed. And I, even the way I misbehaved over this past Christmas with my eating, and pretty good quantities, really. It's embarrassing, honestly, Matt, when it comes to chocolate and nuts and things. What I can consume. I didn't gain any weight over Christmas. And a pretty inactive winter. I stayed in Canada this winter, and I have not done much. So just recently I've gained 3 or 4 pounds, and I've also recognized that I've eaten a lot more breads and so forth lately. My wife makes a great homemade pizza. Well, it's just more bread. Yep. And so I'm very conscious of that, and I'm cutting back on that now. It was way more than I was eating normally anyway. And how easy it's been for me to maintain this weight, which I'd still like to lose 10 more pounds, Matt, but it's the lightest I've been since 11th grade at 203 to 205 pounds. I feel good. I believe all these things are important. You know, what, at the end of the day, what did I do differently? I did keep my tissues clean. I took these cleansing products, and some of them daily and some of them just as treatments for 3 months at a time. Keep the tissues clean. I always figured if I'm prone to clogging with plaque from cholesterol that I'm still likely prone to it, so I don't want to go back to where I was, certainly. I don't want any restrictive blood flow. I want full blood flow everywhere, so I take the heart drops every day, and we'll continue to do that. But I think this regular exercise, the other thing I did, I suppose, in fairness, is I started golfing with my friends. I never really liked the game. I'm still not sure about that. But I love getting together with them. I love the outdoors, and it's a sport, and I always love sports. So I've done that too. So it just goes to show, Matt, that it doesn't have to be extreme, really. I'm not doing extreme things. But how easy it's been to maintain this weight and really eat what I like. But I got to emphasize, on top of taking the supplements I do to help deal with some of the bad things I do or not good things for myself, I do eat a lot of good food, and I think that's important. You know, I'd say the most important thing in my diet is the big green salad. I have it at least six nights a week. At home growing up, we had it seven nights a week, and I still have it at least six. I try and make it colorful, get all the different enzymes in there, sometimes even a bit of red cabbage, always red onions, the peppers of the different colors, onions, garlic, even different lettuce types sometimes is good. I prefer the crispier lettuce like romaine and escarole, but romaine is my main lettuce, but they're all pretty good. So I think if you do enough good things for yourself, it sure as heck helps counteract some of the things that we do that aren't the best for us. And I think, you know, I wanted that to be a big point today. So it's not, I've often at times got upset if someone would see someone who is quite overweight and they ordered food and then ordered a diet soda with it or something, and that they would make a joke about that. And I never liked that, because the person's trying to do something. They're trying to help themselves in some way, and that's never anything to laugh about. So cleansing, you know, I guess over time, Matt, going from 260 pounds down to currently around 205, I would have to say, I would estimate that 30 pounds of that, they say the average person has 30 pounds of toxins and waste in them. And I'd have to say that it was at least that for me, or about, 7.5% of my total mass weight. And so if folks want to lose a lot, particularly if you want to lose a lot of weight, I would really urge you to consider detoxing either first or at a minimum during your weight loss regime, so that when you're successful and you lose that amount of weight that you want to lose, when you reach that success, you don't want a larger percentage of your body mass to be toxins and poisons. You just don't want that. We've probably all known people who have lost a great deal of weight but didn't look too well, Matt. Mm-hmm. Maybe uneven color in the face was the thing I've noticed the most. And sometimes they get ill, and sometimes I have friends that have passed, friends of my folks that have passed away after losing a lot of weight. And it just makes sense that that's certainly a strong potential working against you, is these poisons and toxins in your body, including bacteria. And some of these formulas, you know, kill bacteria. They have antibiotic herbs in them that has shown to do that effectively in our kidneys, in our bladder, in our prostate for men. That's really the primary function of those formulas that Strauss has for the bladder, the kidneys, and the prostate. Really, the prime function is killing bacteria. And at the same time, ingredient herbs, botanicals, that are good for that part of our body. So it's a bit of a 1-2 combination. All the while, though, Matt, not seeking to change or alter our body's own functions one bit, not a bit, but rather supporting them to do what they're supposed to do.
That's the idea, supporting, doing what we're supposed to do. It is, of course, the Health and Wellness Program here on 610 CKTV. If you'd like to get in the draw today to win a 225-milliliter bottle of Strauss Naturals Kidney and Blood Pressure Drops, all you have to do is text the word WIN and your name, WIN and your name, to 61010, and you'll get entered into the draw, which we'll hold later on in the program as it's time to refresh your kidney health. It is the Health and Wellness Show here on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Now, back to health and wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
It is the Health and Wellness Program with Wayne Elliott. Wayne's been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, a personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, the founder of Strauss Naturals. Wayne has been using that experience and ages here of natural health remedies to help anybody who can. And Wayne, we were talking, you're sharing that story and kind of that of your youth and going through kind of eating all the stuff that you did and the small changes. I think that's one thing when we could talk about healthier living or what have you. Small changes, like you said, even just ordering the Diet Coke, like it cumulatively, and as you make them, those small steps are important, aren't they?
Yes, and the one thing I would like to see, just as kind of a challenge to folks, and it will work out for them if they did this, here's just a challenge for a week, and then you could satisfy yourself whether you were, to what extent you were going to continue. But say drink nothing but water for 1 week. Drink good water for 1 week. So no soda pop, surely. There's many of these soda pops, Matt, have up to 16 tablespoons of refined sugar, white sugar in them. So they really are. And I love Pepsi Cola myself. I still, if I'm having a pizza or a pasta dinner, it's my favorite drink. But, you know, you just can't have these as regular beverages. It goes way beyond fattening, Matt. It's that sugar, that blood thickener. You don't want your blood thick like that and from sugar. And it's the best blood thickener, and water is the best blood thinner. But the difference in calories, the difference to their hydration, Matt, that folks would experience in a week, and I'd encourage people to drink more than you want to. You know, drink extra. Make yourself drink a few extra glasses a day and see the difference. If people are having constipation problems, that may well be the whole answer. Their skin. Dry lips, cracked lips, chapped skin, dry eyes, all kinds of things. Our lungs are over 90% water, Matt. It's the only part of us that's over 62%. The rest of us is 62% water. So believe you me, you need enough water. In order to clear mucus, clear your sinus, clear your respiratory, water is the key ingredient to let your body make the mucus for you to get rid of when you blow your nose or you spit out or however you end up clearing sinus and mucus. So water is just so important. It's not funny. Most of us, it's a fact, don't drink enough. And then with things like soda pop, coffee, I love coffee, but coffee, for every cup of coffee you drink, you should drink at least 2 glasses of water. It has the opposite effect. It's you know, you need to mitigate that, and that may help you cut down on coffee, because you should drink 2 big tumblers of water for every cup of coffee that you have if you want to stay even, if you will, and not be further dehydrated. My guess is the average person, Matt, would lose 5 to 10 pounds if they did that in 1 week. Some people could lose more. It depends on your size and condition and so forth. But that would be a single great start. I've talked before, Matt, about eating right for your blood type. And I think that's so important for two reasons. The foods to avoid list for your blood type and the highly beneficial foods for your blood type. So there you go. That in itself, if you're aware of, first of all, your blood type, most people I found don't know it. For some reason, it isn't common knowledge amongst us on our medical records. And I think in Ontario, it costs $40 or $45 to get a blood test to find out your blood type. The other way you can find it out is to give blood. That's how I found out mine years ago. That way you'll find your blood type. But anyway, you get the book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. There's several offers. I read the one by Dr. Jay Adamo. And those two lists, the foods to avoid that doctors claim are like poison to us with a certain blood type, it's different for every blood type. And then the highly beneficial list, which are like medicines to us. I've found that to be key, and I have to give that its due credit for my weight coming down, my you know, my health staying good. I take no pills. I haven't taken an aspirin in over 20 years. Nothing. I take natural substances, and I take supplements, vitamins and minerals. But that aside, no prescription drugs. I'm 67 now. And I think eating right for the blood type, and again, Matt, do I do it religiously? No, I don't. Because if you've got cashews in a bowl and I come to visit, I'm probably going to eat them. And I shouldn't. That's on my foods to avoid list. I'm a type O blood type. Cucumbers, my very favorite vegetable since I was old enough to crawl in my grandma's garden and eat them right off the vine. Still to this day, I shouldn't have them. Do I not have them? No. If they're in the salad, I'm eating them. I love them. What I don't do anymore is have four whole cucumbers for lunch or six. I just don't do that anymore. So it's like anything else. It's like a diet. Some people are able to be completely strict and dedicated and not stumble. God bless them. I've never been that good. My willpower has never been that strong, really. The point is, if you can do it most of the time. So these foods to avoid and these highly beneficial foods, depending on your blood type, and it gives you beverages, Matt, condiments, spices, desserts, meats, fish, veggies. I was surprised that type O, two vegetables like Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, you wouldn't think there's calories there or a chance of getting fat there. They can make a blood type O gain weight. Really? Cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. They weren't a disappointment to me. I never liked either one, so I thought, well, there you go. I didn't like them anyway. But then there were some things that I loved that were on the stay away from list. So, but it really helped me. There's no doubt, Matt. Gas, in more ways than one. Indigestion.
Yeah, and kind of makes those changes. And that whole idea is, I think we've all seen people who, two people who have virtually the same diet, yet one is much more overweight than the other one. And you just go, well, how does that work? And there's got to be more to it, right?
Well, yes, and here's something you can do free using the Google on the computer, Google, and Google acid ash foods, acid ash, A-S-H, foods, and Google alkaline ash foods. And that can be a really good awareness as well. It doesn't necessarily mean that one is good for you, depending on your blood type, but that's not the point. Acid ash foods are high in acid, which isn't the best for us. We shouldn't have too acidic a body pH environment. We don't want to be too acidic. That's where cancer can grow, yeast, candida, all the nasties seem to grow in an acidic environment. The alkaline ash foods, well, they're alkaline. They have an effect of alkalizing body pH towards the alkaline end of the scale. And they say ideal is somewhere around neutral or slightly acidic. But in an alkaline environment, you couldn't grow cancer just any more than you could grow tomatoes out of your paved driveway. It needs that acidic environment. So always on the Strauss list of things to do with cancer was always 10 up to 10 lemons a day. When we ingest the acid from a lemon, we turn it to alkaline, and it's a very, very effective alkalizer, as well as vitamin C, of course, and gives your liver a little knock to detox. The lemon's just a great herb. But that's two important things. So the acid ash foods, just know that if you have a diet that's totally rich in acid ash foods, well, you have an acidic environment, a body pH environment, and you might expect some of these kinds of troubles that we're talking about, and it also could lead to overweight. But I really suggest folks find out that eat right for your blood type. Do all the investigating there. It won't take long, and you can just use it as a conscience, if nothing else. So I don't buy cashews anymore, Matt. I may have no willpower, and I'm going to eat yours if I see a bowl, but I don't buy them anymore because, I shouldn't. And cucumbers, as I say, I don't eat them abundantly anymore. If they're in a salad, I'll surely eat them. But, coffee, for example, is acidic. It's an acid ash. Red meats. The worst is shellfish. Folks love, I'm glad I don't like shellfish, but people do love lobsters, crabs, shrimps. They're the highest in acid. Pork is very high. All your sugars are high. So no matter what the form, whether you're eating a chocolate bar, a soda pop, or a really delicious baked good or great cookie, they're acidic. So you can, just from what I've said there, some of the vegetables are too, and fruits, Matt. It's not like veggies and fruits aren't. No, some of them are as well. And we're meant to have a balance, but it's worth a check to see if you're eating basically out of acid ash foods and out of packages and boxes from the store, that's something really to look at. You know, you need fiber, you need greens, you need the enzymes that are in all the colors of the fruits and the vegetables, and it's really worth considering starting to take some steps otherwise, maybe with a daily salad and start to turn that around, you know, so that you're leaning on the side of good health as opposed to playing roulette with yourself.
Yeah, and making those small changes, I think it's been one of the themes, is making those small changes and kind of seeing the dividends come through. And like you said, there are some. I don't know how many are out there that can follow some of those diets and be incredibly strict all the time. But understanding that most people, you know, kind of, they just, it's just that conscious awareness of some of it, right?
You bet. And you know, really, Matt, if you're in a wheelchair, you know, do your best to get, if you can't get outdoors or in front of the open window when it gets nice, to sit in a window with the sun. If you're not getting around that well, or you can't walk very far and you can get outside, well, it's all just beneficial. Anything more than you're doing now is a positive thing. It's so well known. And I certainly appreciate it, Noah, the yoga, for example. And you can do yoga when you're 80. You just may not stretch as much as the young lady who's 26. You certainly may not have that flexibility. But stretching those muscles is as important at 80 as it is at 26. All sports athletes, of course, they stretch very well before they play the game and in the interest of not injuring themselves. And many smart ones stretch afterwards too, so that they're trying to keep their muscles loose and working properly. So any kind of stretching, you could stretch in bed, and it's just a good thing to do. If anyone's interested in yoga, I'd urge you. You can get books, you can go online and see it. One of my medicine men was the champion of India in yoga when he was a young man, and just amazing what he can still do with his body. At age 75, very healthy, Matt, he is.
No kidding.
And a dear friend of mine. And he, you know, so that's all good stuff. We're meant to move, you know. We're meant to use our arms and legs, feet and hands. And whatever you can do that's extra. If you want to start to work with some weights and you're not that strong, well, get something that weighs a pound. Get a pound of sugar out of the cupboard or a can of canned goods. And start with that. And you don't necessarily ever have to work your way up to heavier. It's just the fact that you are doing something. There is some weight there. You're doing the motion. You're using your muscles. If we sit too long, muscles, what they call atrophy, which is like dry up and shrink. And then, of course, we can't use them the same, Matt. We're not talking about the same muscle now. You're talking about a dried, shrunken muscle. Some of the folks that are hunched over or they just have restricted movement, that's part of the problem. So you do want to keep moving. You do want to keep using those muscles. And if you can, and I even urge it, Matt, to when we get older. I know I didn't start again until I was 64 with my friend with the weights and three times a week. But my friend and I both noticed a big difference in ourselves since. We are stronger. So, you know, it's never too late. You don't have to start with anything heavy. It doesn't have to be strenuous. You don't have to walk 2 miles or ride a bicycle. These are all things you can do. But if you can just do something, and of course, if that something involves outside in the fresh air where we're really meant to be and get some sunshine, exposed to all the creatures that are out there. Unfortunately, the chemicals too, the man-made chemicals, but the real beneficial part is everything else in nature, and it can make a difference. You know, Matt, I wintered for a good part of the winter the last 15 years in Florida. It was always like my second home. I was there since I was a very young toddler and went to school there and university and so forth. And I always noticed each winter if I was sitting on the deck, I was right on the boardwalk there in Hollywood, Florida. There's thousands of people walk by. And I always marveled at how people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and I know a lot of people there, but people in their elderly years, I'm getting there myself, I'm 67, but anyway, I would note how much healthier they appeared than the folks at home who were, many of them, bound in for the winter, you know, afraid of slipping on ice and snow. My mom would be the same. She used to walk the halls of the seniors' residence she was in, or go to the mall and walk in the mall, but you know, many people are here restricted, and you're sure not out getting the sunshine in the middle of winter either, as a rule, especially if you're older like that. And I always marveled at the difference in the appearance and the health of the elderly that were in Florida in the wintertime. And so it just, you know, it just proved that the sunshine, the fresh air, and most important, the activity is just so important.
Absolutely, is getting some activity and a little bit more maybe than you did before. Building it up is obviously a great thing. Up for grabs today on the program. You could win a 225-milliliter bottle of Strauss Naturals Kidney and Blood Pressure Drops. It is time to refresh your kidney health. All you have to do is text the word WIN to 61010. We'll announce a winner coming up very shortly here on the program. It is the Health and Wellness Show with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
Now, back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
Health and Wellness program with Wayne Elliott. Wayne's been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, a personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, the founder of Strauss Naturals. Wayne has been using those years of experience in natural health remedies to help anybody he can, and we're talking about all things your health today. And we do have a winner on our 225-milliliter bottle of Strauss Naturals Kidney and Blood Pressure Drops today. Wendy will take home the prize, so appreciate all the texts for coming in and getting into the draw. And a 225-milliliter bottle going off to Wendy of the Strauss Naturals Kidney and Blood Pressure Drops. And Wayne, like, that's when we talk about like trying some of these things out and seeing how they're going to adjust to your body is one of the ways to approach some of this, isn't it?
Yeah, you bet. And it's important for people to know there are no contraindications with any man-made chemical drugs or pharmaceuticals, none whatsoever. And satisfaction guarantee on everything that says Strauss, everything with a Strauss label, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Another unique thing in the health business, but that is the way it is. The Strauss family has always insisted on that. And so you have nothing to lose. You know, I was thinking over the break, I was laughing here to myself, Matt, that Jim Strauss, I mean, I love the man. He was just the greatest experience for me, my relationship with him and his teachings to me, of course. But one time, we're 20-odd years ago, we were at a lecture in Welland, I believe it was, in a hotel in Welland, okay. And a bunch of people. And a lot of times, people would ask a question during the question period after the talk, after the lecture. But always some would come to the front, and whether it was shyness or they didn't want to talk about it in front of other people, but there was always a group that would come up afterwards and wait their turn. And this lady came up and said, I was there with Jim, and this lady came up and said that she had gas, and there was a terrible smell. And she was embarrassed and was always afraid it would happen at places or at work. And Jim had a great sense of humor to start with, and I just loved the way he was with people. And he told her, do you like strawberries? She said, yes. He said, well, you need them. get lots of strawberries and eat strawberries every day. And soon, soon people will come up to you and ask you, what's your lovely perfume? And so, you know, I laughed, and I didn't know if he was serious, of course, and the more questions and more people came to the front. And then about a month later, we did a lecture in a big church in Font Hill, I remember, and lots of folks there. And before the lecture, this lady came up to the front, the same lady, before Jim started talking, and said, your strawberries worked. And she winked and she gave us both a hug and went back to her seat. I had trouble looking at her through the rest of the lecture because it made me want to laugh, you know, but he just, there wasn't anything he didn't have a fix for. One time, a lady calls him from Saskatoon, Matt, and says, can I bring my husband to see you? And Jim said, yes. And he gives her the address in Kamloops. It's something like an 8-hour drive.
Okay.
And she apparently drove through snow and everything else. And when she arrived, snowing like crazy in Kamloops. And Jim invited them in the front door and took their coats off. And they're covered in snow, you know, and took their hats. And the man has the hiccups when he comes through the door. And so as soon as Jim takes their coats off, he goes in the kitchen, cuts an orange into four, and goes back out and says to the man, open your mouth. And he puts the quarter of orange in there. And he stops hiccuping. And the lady's just amazed. She goes, she just couldn't believe it, that it stopped his hiccups. And Jim said, yes, that'll do it every time. He said, what can I do for you? she said, that's why we came here.
Oh, jeez.
Was to stop his hiccups. He's been hiccuping for 3 days.
Oh, my
and,
Lord.
And, you know, so just so funny, you know, she could have called Jim, I guess, and told him what the problem was, and he would have told her to get the orange. But he had so many stories, you know, and the way he told them off, and, you know, it was funny. And but he'd done anything for anybody. He himself driven distances to help people, and it was just a wonderful, profound experience of my life, Matt, was to have so much to do with Jim Strauss.
And it sounds like to this day, it just still means so much to you, though.
Oh, I'll never forget him. That's for sure. I could never forget Jim, and I never forget his teachings either. It all made sense. He talked in layman's terms, just like I do. Jim was pretty highly educated. He was an electrical engineer by trade, and he took up that trade. He ran Saskatchewan Power for a number of years. He said, you know, they'd come out with the aspirin, and they came out with some other pills. And he said, well, I guess there'll be no more strong need for herbal stuff. And, of course, a few years later, he realized, you know, it was completely different, and it was chemicals. They formally opened for business at that point just over 40 years, 42 years ago, I guess it is now. And with the Strauss Herb Company, but very intelligent man. And what he knew about, he's the only other person, to be honest. I'm an environmentalist, you know, I've been on panels, I've written papers and so on and so forth, and shipbreaking but the environment. I was on a panel with Dr. David Suzuki about 15 years ago in Toronto, and Jim Strauss was on his level as far as an understanding of nature. But more so as it relates to our health, Matt. Jim, I don't know that Dr. Suzuki has as much of anything to do with health. He's nature and the environment. Well, Jim had the connection down, you know, just so clearly, and had it down so cold, just like he did with making the family formulas, that I learned so much from him, you know. And I, of course, I use that. It's part of my thinking every day now. I don't deny a thing he said. He never said one thing to me that didn't turn out to be true, and I just find it interesting. And it isn't really overly complicated, Matt. It's not.
No.
I'm not highly educated. It's not overly complicated. It's nature's pretty simple, really. As complex as it is, I mean, it's fairly simple to understand.
It can be, that's for sure, Wayne. It's lots of great stories and some good insight today. And if anybody wants to, I know not everybody obviously won the kidney and blood pressure drops, but there is a special on 15% off kidney and blood pressure drops. No coupon code required. All you have to do is go to straussnaturals.ca to get in on that. But, Wayne, I appreciate the chat. We'll talk again soon.
You bet. Thanks, Matt.
Take care. There is Wayne Elliott. This has been the Health and Wellness Show on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTB. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. For past episodes, go to 610CKTB.com and click on Shows.